Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay
and Trey.
Guys, thank you for joining us for yet another great show. I think that we might have gotten the kinks worked out. At least that's what I'm hoping from yesterday's show. It was just a disaster. I was so embarrassed. But hopefully we got those things worked out. Yes. And on today's show, we are going to be joined by none other than Dre Rock. I can't wait for that to happen. He's going to join us momentarily to talk about some of the new things that he has going on. And we're going to talk a little bit about some things that is going on when it comes to him and his new work that he's getting ready to put out. And he's got a couple surprises that he wants to talk about. And he also wants to talk a little bit about what he's got going on with the gift. So I can't wait for that to happen. Number to call is
515-602-9699.
Again, that number is
515-602-9699.
Then also, we're going to talk a little bit about motivation, and I got a clip that I want to play for you guys, and I hope you like it. It's really interesting, and does this look like my mouth is like moving late?
Yeah.
Or something. That's crazy. Y'all, I'm telling you, this streaming thing is getting on my nerves because now I look like I am in a old school kung fu movie. And, I need for that to change. But anyhow, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about our community. As always, we're going to be trying to come up with solutions to some of these many problems that we have in our communities. And I hope that whatever we talk about is something that can really hit home with some people, because we got problems, y'all. We got problems in our community. We got problems with each other. Just some things that we need to really, truly talk about. And we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about the festival that happened Sunday at Caramount Health Park. It was a great festival. And I think that those that didn't come really missed out on the treat, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
So I can't wait for us to talk about that. I can't wait for us to talk to Dre Rock momentarily. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great, great, great show today. We got lots of stuff to cover. We got lots of stuff to talk about. We got lots of stuff to think about. You guys are definitely live, and I mean live in the day with Jay.
And Trey.
This song, I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Well, there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you, just listen to me right now.
Break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a chapter.
Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak.
way out. Snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping now. Take my advice, it's either live or die. But you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town would get hell without a ghetto around. The capital of every ghetto town. Listen, across the 110th Street, pimp trying to catch a woman last week. Across the 110th Street, pushing a wall, let the junkie go free. Oh, across the 110th Street, a woman trying to get a trick on the street. Across the 110th Street, you can find it all in the street. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, 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 oh. Look around. Just look around. Look around. Look around. Look around. Look around. Oh. Yeah.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Just real quick, if you guys missed the Legacy Music and Unity Festival this past Sunday at Caramount Health Park, you guys, you missed out on a very, very, very good festival. You know, we're going to talk about that later, how Gastonia don't show up when they're supposed to, and they all up in the mix when they shouldn't be. But we're going to talk about that in a minute because it's downright shameful. But first, my first guest I'm going to bring on the show, this brother, man, I tell you, I can't say enough great things about this brother because he is just the epitome of excellence. And he has done so many things behind the scenes you guys just don't know. And he never asked for any accolades or anything like that. The hardest working man other than James Brown in the business. And I really respect his game. I respect his craft. I respect his work ethics. And I think that I am just seeing the tip of what this brother can offer this entertainment realm. So without further ado, guys, welcome to the show. None other than my brother, Dre Rock. Dre Rock, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Hey, hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I got my lovely co-host here with me today.
What's up, J-Rock?
Hey, hey there, lady. How are you? Hey, you know what? The show wouldn't be the show without her, man.
I know.
She nuffled in there now, so you know what? You got to ride until the wheels fall off now with her.
That's what we're doing. Right. See, how's she pretty?
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
It's because you don't know the number. I do.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So what's been going on, Dre Rock, my man?
Just, you know, getting in the flow of things, man. Just flying low under the radar and making music, enjoying collaborating with some of my friends. I did a collaboration with my buddy Bolo, who's also from Cleveland, Ohio. He and I used to do a lot of shows on the underground. We would be on the same ticket back in the 90s a lot. So we always wanted to collaborate and work with each other. So I got a chance to be on his project. The album's called This Thing of Ours, and I'm featured on a song with him called Just Let Me Be Great. working with, I started Marguerite McDonald Music, A&R and Talent Mentor Division of Marguerite McDonald Music, where I'm helping a lot of the younger artists. Some of the bumps and bruises that I went through earlier in my career, you know, I don't want to see these younger artists make those mistakes. So I try to help them as best as I can and give information that I know through trial and error and different things that I've been through. You know, everybody's experience is going to be different. But if you can give them information like, hey, when I tried this, this is what happened. You might not want to go down this road. You may want to do this. And then some of them just want to go to the majors, to the inside the machine. So what I do is I get them to the door. Hey, here you go. Introduce them to this person and that one. Or if they need a studio, hey, I know a guy that's got a great facility. You can make it your home base. You're in charge of your own, you know, I don't do the paperwork with them. I don't handle the money. I just get them to the door and let the artists take control of their career. So, I mean, I'm having fun doing that, man. It's really, I enjoy helping people, and, you know, and I don't ask for much. I just ask them just do the best they can when they get to their position where they're at and then reach back and help somebody else. So, you know, and working on, I'm right in the middle the construction of the Funk Boogie Bang Volume 2 project is going to be coming out. I got some treats on that one. It's going to be really cool. My I don't want to give it away, but I'm working on that, and I'm also working on a new funk and jazz project with my cousin, who is a professional trumpet player, and he's a teacher, instructor. Band director. I've always wanted to work with him, and it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be called Funktastic Jazzmatic. I handle the funk side of thing. He's going to handle the jazz. We're going to fuse it together. It's going to have like a Donald Byrd Stepping Into Tomorrow type feel thing. So it's going to be cool, man. So I've been working on that, man, and just helping, man. Just helping people. Just trying to help in the community. You know. And homeless shelters and stuff like that. So yeah, man, I feel great. I'm just ready to see what this next chapter holds. I just take it one day at a time, no rush, you know. I love the music. Working with the voiceovers again. So if you got a product out there and you need a voice for your product, Rockin' Voiceovers from Dre Rock. Hit me up.
I hear you, man. Hey, let me ask you a question, Dre.
Sure.
You were saying something earlier about, you know, helping those artists that need help. And when the only thing you ask is that when they get established, when they get their foot in the door to where they're able to reach back and pull someone up with them, how often are you seeing that happen, or is that challenging?
It doesn't happen enough because, you know, sometimes our people, when we get inside somewhere, we shut the door behind ourselves, and we've got to change that mentality. We've got to start really helping. You know, I'm not talking about you help this guy because you close. I'm talking about what about that stranger that's super talented that all he needs is that one phone call or the right producer or the right studio or the right connect, and you can help him. Help him,
right.
You know?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Just help. Just, you know, help in abundance. You know, help in abundance. You know, I've just gotten to the point where I'm tired of my brothers and sisters. We come in last place in everything on this planet.
Everything.
And the only thing that we're known for is dribbling basketball, football, and sports. You know, we can talk about that. But what about the education side of it? What about the amazing inventors that we have doing things? You know, so many other parameters that I could cover. You know, but I don't want to go too political. I just say we just need to help each other. Everybody else can help each other and pull each other up. Shout out to my Mexicano people out there, my Mexicans, my Spanish people. I watch them. They help each other. And it just keeps going on and on and on. And you know, they keep reaching back. And we got to do that, man. We have to.
I know, but I've been saying that forever, and it seems like the more we say it, the less is done. And I don't get that. I just don't get that. But we hoop and holler when somebody don't got hit over the head by the police, and we want to be unified. But, you know, we can even prevent those things from happening if we just do what we're supposed to with each other.
Yeah, if we just love on each other, man. We're at the point now, our back's against the wall totally. What are we going to do? Are you going to keep going in this direction? Are you going to change direction and have a different mind frame and try something totally different than the norm of what's been going on? You know,
right.
So, I mean, those people that, you know, I'm very in tune with my spirit and my energy. I don't waste time with people. You know, I try to surround myself within a circle of people that are forward thinking, people that are smarter than me. And just live, man. Just trying to be of good service to my brothers and sisters, man, through the music and through any way I can. You know, that's what I was put here to do. So
that's right.
I try my best to fulfill that.
I wanted to say thank you for the mentorship that you give to your young artists.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure. You know, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy calling. I enjoy calling Gift and checking on him. I enjoy calling Ashley Blair and checking on her. I enjoy calling back to Cleveland and checking on female artist Angel Dust, R&B singer. And I enjoy, you know, my buddy Stro. You know, he's well seasoned, so he don't need me. He, you know, we buddies and he do his own thing. But you know, we share music and we talk. So and I get a certain feel when I host his music. You know, because this is my friend. You know, we were in the trenches in the underground doing music when we were young and in our 20s, just trying to figure it out. So to see him now, like, yeah, Stro's doing his thing. I enjoy talking to educator, author, and my longtime friend and amazing poet, Kyoko today. You know, she's just got a project that she just dropped. Her book is out. If you go on my page, you'll see the links to her book. It's, you know, I enjoy seeing my friends excel and, you know, and just remembering the baby steps that they had to take just to say, hey, to commit to it. Because you don't know, you know, when you're releasing something to the world, you don't know how it's going to be received. All you got to do is put your best foot forward. Just put your best foot forward and go. So I'm proud of my friends. I'm happy to see them doing their thing. My cousin Kartika Acock, she has a book out. It's on. Oh, shout out to the MMMSBC. For those of you that don't know, the MMMSBC is the Marguerite McDonald Music Soundboard Committee. It's a board that I have of five amazing women that have actually been around throughout my life and my travels with my music. And it's an open, you can go to that page. The ladies will be on there talking and having different discussions. We'll have different things posted on there. So shout out to the MMMSBC. Some great ladies there. I think Judge Toler is actually, she's been checking on the page a little bit. So that's cool. I'm a big fan of Judge Toler and she's from Ohio. So that's cool, man. So yeah, man, I'm just mixing and dabbling and, you know, trying to stay innovative and creative. And, my cousin Ben gave me this, when we first said we were going to start working on a Funktastic Jazzmatic project, he told me, he gave me a saying and I think it's going to stick with me the rest of my life. It says, fun is the critical mass of excellence. I mean, just have fun. Just have fun.
That's right.
You know, just have fun. And that's what I'm trying to do, man. Just have fun and make music and be around my friends. Shout out to Timothy Witcher, B-Rank from Rank Up Entertainment, DJ Dropout, and so many, Lord Jazz, of course. Lord Jazz is, you know, I've been keeping in contact with DJ Lord Jazz. I had the opportunity to be on his project. So, I'm in the moment, man. I'm just in the moment and trying to move into the future with my music and with different business ventures that I'm working on with Marie McDonald Music, Jay. So, and thank you, Jay, because you and your wife, man, y'all have always supported me. And I can't thank you and say enough, man. And just know that I'm here for you, and we're going to make it happen with gifts.
I know, man. We're not going to stop supporting you. Ever since you were part of the very first Independent Artist Festival, we made that bond, and man, it turned in from a friendship to a brotherhood, you know, and I don't take things like that very lightly, but, you know, I really appreciate you stepping in and, you know, mentoring the gift, man. He looks forward to those calls from hearing from you because he's a fan. He's a fan of yours. And he really looks forward to you, you know, even speaking to him about anything remotely close to music after, you know, he had the clown that he was dealing with before, doing clownish stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, we were thankful that, you know, you were there and along with, you know, us being around him, that clownish activity, that slave mentality did not kick him or hold him down because he's been going like full steam ahead ever since then. So, and you know, to be honest, that was definitely a blessing to be released by that tomfoolery.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with this music, I mean, it's no secret. This is one of the nastiest businesses to be in. So mm-hmm. When you're dealing, you know, I've had my share of downs and ups and downs and peaks and valleys with dealing with this music. So you just have to try to keep a positive outlook and attitude and keep people in your circle that you know have your best interests at heart, you know. And
right.
This isn't to put anybody on blast. It's just a general rule that I live by. I'm very, very meticulous with my music. I like what I like, and I know what I want to do, and I try to incorporate different people that can help me expound on the vision that I have in my head. And I just go for it, man. So he's at a point now, you know, when I look at him, he reminds me a lot of saxophonist Adrian Crutchfield. When I met Adrian when he was young, Adrian is grown. He's out there doing his thing now on the road, touring and traveling. He was touring with Prince for a while before Prince had passed. So just to see the growth, man, to see people. I like to see people. I'm a cheerleader, man, for my brothers and sisters. I want to see them do great. You know what I mean? I want to, you know, even if it means passing me, if I give you the information and you pass me with it, that's fantastic. You know, I'm never going to withhold no information and I know I can help somebody. And plus, you know, God don't play with you when you try to block other people's blessings.
That's right. That's right. I'm you know, I'm not trying to put nobody on blast either, but a clown is a clown. A fool is a fool. And I just call it like I see it. I just call it like I see it, Drake. But we're not going to go there because, you know, I'm going to go on 10 real quick, and I ain't trying to. I ain't trying to get on 10 today. Let's talk a little bit about you and Bolo's project. I want to play it if you got time for me to play it real quick.
I got my feet kicked up. I did everything I had to do. I did my running around. The wife is settled. The grass
okay.
in the yard is cut, because I did a post about that earlier. I had to cut my grass. Was looking at me like, "Hey man, what's going on? You gonna tend
yeah.
to us?" But,
yeah,
you know, so I'm kicked back here at Triple M headquarters. I'm with you the rest of the show, man. So let's kick it. Whatever you want to ask
okay.
me, I'm here for you.
Well, let's play this track, you and Bolo's track. Set it up a little bit for me. The track you sent me.
I do believe I sent you Let Me Be Great.
And, yeah, the radio.
Yeah. The,
yeah.
Yes. So it's probably Let Me Be Great. It's a track that Bolo asked me to be a part of. I was supposed to have been on his first project, but I was, you know, had a lot of different things going on, and I missed it. So when it came out, I was like, I'm not missing the next one. So he was like, Dre, man, I'm going to make another run. You got to be on this one. So I was like, all right, Bolo, I got you. So he put me on the song, right. Let me Be Great, off his this Thing of Ours project, man.
So with that being said, this is Let Me Be Great with Bolo featuring Dre Rock.
I am not a sheep, I am not a follower. Yeah. Never judge me by the norm, but judge me by the storms that I've been through. I pray to the Lord that I can continue.
Bolo.
The world's a cafeteria and death is on the menu.
Yeah.
My pathways enlighten my future days. Through the maze, I've turned lemons to lemonade, a one-man brigade. Yeah, I know they gon' hate. I'm okay, I'm straight. I'm just trying to be great.
My balls hard like DeMar, that's why they feel the rolls in. Cause the flows, they be golden, boy. I knock hard like De La Hoy on the classical. Food Jesus score. I attack like Voorhees when it's time for war. And celebrate all night till the nights are blur. Then I'm right back at it to show these niggas that my rise wasn't premature. See all the hate ass talking so immature. That's why I come through like me, kicking in the door. Waving the 4-4. Take what I came for to speed off an Aventador. Avoiding bullshit like a matador. I'd rather shut down this honest door. I done spun the new, tell you right to hit the door. See if you're doing what you love, then it's not a chore. And if you're getting paid for it, then it matters more. Nigga, let me be great. Let me be great. I put that on God, so I put that on me. Let me be great. Let me be great. I jumped out the Audi into a Cullinan. Then me and my niggas rhyme back to back in caravans. I keep the swammy on my lap, cause these goofy ass niggas still jumping out these Malibus and caravans. Can I live? Can I spin the block? Can I take my lady out to eat without worrying about being shot? Can I hang outside the venue vibing with my people? Without a jealous nigga trying to provoke me to going off. So some will jump off and flicks will pop off. Cause he seen my career's about to take off. Can I lay up in my spot like Rambo without a nigga invade my home? From words I put on a song and pics I put on the gram. I should be able to enjoy the fruits of my labor without my life being in danger of being taken, nigga. I'm just saying, nigga. Let me be great. Yeah. Let me be great. Yeah.
I put that on God, so I put that on me.
Let me be great. One time, one time, one time. Let me be great.
Okay. That's you and Bolo, right?
Yeah, that's Bolo. That's Bolo. That's Let Me Be Great. It's on this new project. It's called This Thing of Ours. Bolo's a longtime friend of mine. You know, we made our bones back in the day in Cleveland on the underground. We've always been friends. We always remain friends. Through the years, you know, we always talk music, and it's good to see him, you know, back better, stronger than ever, feeling good. Family life is good, and you know, when your family life is good and everything's going good, everything else permeates out and it flows and it trickles. So, I'm happy for him. He's one of the artists on my roster that I help out. You know, whenever he, you know, we have our talks and stuff. So, you know, I'm blessed to know that brother, man. He's a good guy, man. He's one of the good ones from Cleveland, and it's an honor to be able to work with him.
Well, I like the flavor. I mean, anything that I hear you on, it has that signature Dre Rock, which is, to me, I don't know, man. You're on a whole nother level when it comes to this music thing, especially with this funk music thing. You're on a whole nother level, and I just really appreciate that. You know, I just appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much, bro. Thank you.
You know, there's not many people that can say that they have done some of the things that you have done in such a short amount of time. But I tell you what, let me take a quick break real quick. And we're going to come back, and I want to dive into some more stuff that I know you got going on. Is that cool?
Hey, man, whatever you want to do, I'm here for it, man. So let's make a show of it. I'm here with you. I'm riding with you in the midst. So let's do it.
All right. So it is Trey Rock here on Live with Trey.
I feel the haze of life surrounding me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so almost switch to high beam. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Her wind, the going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down and I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever, questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, called Pavilion. My offspring are share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. After cut, they got you over the hump. Plus it bumps, the speakers of pound while lyrics I'm laying down will be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I'll push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging the 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna think and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Dre Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a myth.
fizzle.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops. Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class.
Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
This show and you just now joining us, we are speaking with an artist that is beyond what the others can comprehend right now. I can't say enough great things about this young man, only to say that he's been a great friend. But we've been talking with none other than international recording artist Dre Rock. Dre, you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Still here.
Yeah, you know, of course, I could not have let you get off this show without playing escapism. That's my answer. That's my answer.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
I it's an honor and a privilege to hear you say that, because we make, you know, when I make music, I'm not selfish when I make the music. I make it in hopes that it frees somebody's mind and helps other people. So whenever you speak of escapism, I know that maybe there was something going on in your head and that song kind of helped you relieve the pressures of whatever situation it was that you were going through. So it's an honor to hear you say that, man. And I just pray that God just allows me to keep making good, beautiful music for people to enjoy, man. And you know something? While I'm thinking about it, I got to shout out my man DJ Centipede from the Regime Squad DJs. He always has my back and always shows me love. So I try to make sure I don't leave anybody out. But you know, dealing with so many people, you know, like, man, you left me out.
It's hard. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
But you know, charge it to the head, not the heart. I get it.
Yeah, yes. Centipede is one of my guys, man, and he's also from Cleveland, Ohio, too. So, and he's actually down here now in the Charlotte area, man. So, you know, it's a funny story with him. I used to always get his mixtapes back in the day in Cleveland, and I never met him. I didn't meet him until he moved down here. So years later, we finally meet and stuff. So, yeah, man, it's funny. Yeah. You know, life's ebb and flows and turns. So, yeah, man, that's my guy, man. But thank you, Jay, so much for compliments on the song, man. I hope I have a few more escapisms left in me.
Ah, man, I know you do. You probably got more than a few more. That song, man, it just brings me down, man, because sometimes I can be on 10, boy, and I put on that escapism, and I'm okay after that, but I can be on 10 now, and, you know, especially when dealing with some
escapism gets you right, huh?
Escapism get me right, man. That's my go-to.
Oh, wow. Well, since we're here and we got a little time, I'll give you a little history of the escapism track.
Yeah, definitely.
So the escapism track is actually produced by producer Jay Blacko from Blackout Music. And escapism track is how I got into the ears of England and the European market over there. So Soul Persona heard the track and he asked if he could do a remix of it because he really liked it. And I gave him the permission to go ahead and do it, and I let Blacko know. You know, Blacko told me, you know, hey man, he wants to do a remix. So I'm like, cool, yeah, you know, because I was thinking, wow, that's a whole different market, you know, and you don't know how it's gonna go, you know, it could have went all left, but I did Sober Sonic did the Escapism remix, and it wound up being on the Sober Sonic Remixes album over in Europe, and then I met up with Sober Sonic's childhood friend Paul Lancaster, also known as Punk Papa, the incredible bassist he is, and I started working with him. So it was the Escapism track that was the segue to get me over into England. That's why everything started with that. So I always give shout out and props to Jay Blacko, man, for an amazing track. And that came through, and I was introduced to Blacko through my longtime producer and friend from Cleveland, Ron Rushdraft Williams, Draft Drums. So, you know, all of us are connected in some kind of way, you know. It's a beautiful
thing. That's amazing, man, how you have reached across the waters to make music. I just, artists, musicians, just they amaze me with the way they think and their work ethic. It just, some of them now, I just got through dealing with some that don't have good work ethic, but I'm not going to get on 10 and have to play Escapism again. So
okay.
we're going to keep talking about some good stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Miss Treasure, you got to calm him down. You got to keep him calm.
Yeah. Because I get on 10 real quick, especially when it comes to that.
Lord, here we go.
Yeah.
Down the rabbit hole.
That's right. That's where we find half of our bootlickers that don't know what to do when it comes to unifying our community.
Oh,
but anyhow.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Tell us a little bit about what to look forward to with the next Dre Rock piece of work that you got going on right now that you're working on.
So I'm really excited about Volume 2. Volume 2, you know, the Funk Boogie Bang is my sound. So Volume 1 did well, you know. Each volume, I'm going to try to top the last one as best as I can. It's my signature. It's the funk. I will be releasing, God's will, I will be releasing Funk Boogie Bang volumes until I expire, until I leave this planet. So that's the way I set it up.
Okay.
So this will be the introductory of me and my cousin Ben McDonald working, because he's actually I have a song on there called "It's No Ifs, Ands, or Maybes," featuring Ben McDonald on trumpet. So he's gonna be playing the trumpet at the end, you know, of the joint. It's like a minute, like Ben just go. He's a very skilled musician. This is segueing into letting the people know, okay, the jazz side is about to start coming out too, and it's also going to be the reintroduction of my alter ego, the Funk Warlock from Planet Rexville.
Okay.
And I don't want to talk too much about that, right? You know, give too much
away.
I'm actually working on the cartoon for the Funk Warlock of Planet Rexville. So he's gonna actually have a cartoon, AI cartoon, and we're gonna take that thing to the metaverse and stuff like that. So me and my partner Billy Bussey are actually working on that as we speak. So there'll be a couple of treats on the Funk Boogie Bang Volume 2 project. I'm excited about it, but I don't get too high or too low. I kind of just stay, you know, because during the course of planning out a project, getting involved, you know, having a vision, making the vision a reality, getting the people together, getting a musician together, getting the music together. You hit a snag here and there. That's why I take my time with my projects. I don't believe in rushing. You know, it seems like everybody else is, you know, speeding faster. You know, in a rocket ship, I might be with a horse in the wagon. Old Dre Rock gonna get there. So when I get there, it's done. You know, one of my mottos at Marguerite McDonald Music is quality over quantity.
Yes, sir.
You know, you can make ten great albums. That one dud is the one that they're gonna talk about the most. So
yep.
I'm very meticulous with the projects, and I'm blessed to work with some incredible producers on the project, and these are people that I've had long lasting relationships with, you know, and that helps too. It's a beautiful thing when you've been working with people for some years and they understand you and you understand them, and everybody's on board for the cause, man. So, you know, when you get that, you know, you're okay. Oh, and I got to shout out my virtual trainer, Deshanka Carey, who is whooping me into shape. She up, man. Let me tell you something.
Hey, I need her number.
Listen, now I'm tell you, I'm gonna tell you, she gonna work you, boy. She's gonna work me out. You know, so you know, that's what I'm saying, Jay. And the history with that is her mother was my guidance counselor back in high school, Anisha.
Wow.
Cleveland. She was Anisha Green back then. So you know, so Deshanka has been. Come on board to be my personal trainer and help me out. So every morning at 7 o'clock, I'm up doing my workout. Do I give her a little grief sometimes? Yeah, because I'm out of shape, but I'm getting in shape and I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling stronger. Been through a lot this last year. You know, with losing my father on New Year's, and one of my best friends in last October that was helping me with music. You know, so, and then my father-in-law, you know, my father-in-law passed in December, and then my dad died in January, so,
yeah,
you know, and,
I know.
You know, with my best friend, so it was, you know, I kind of went through a period, you know, where I just didn't know, you know, I kind of just shut everything down and Marguerite McDonald Music, and, you know, and
yeah.
Had to take
but
that,
that
time
was one
to
of,
mentally.
And just so you know, Dre, that was one of the reasons that I kept pushing you to get back, to come back, because I know
once you find
that medium in music, it was going to make everything okay for you, and I know that you needed that. So I didn't want you to think that I was being pushy. I just wanted you to find that happy medium again, to where you can, you know, balance everything that has happened, because that was a lot and you were in our prayers each and every day. So I'm just glad that you were able to get back to what balances you the most, and that was your creativeness, that is, and getting back to what balances you and gets you you know, going every day. So,
you know, it, I can say this, when you deal, you know, I lost my mom at 12 years old, and she's the one that I get the music from, her and God, you know, God first in her. And, I've always, you know, once my mom left this planet, I was like, oh, I only got one parent left. You know, I always thought that was, you know, I was blessed to have an incredible stepmother who's still alive. She's incredible. Shout out to my stepmom, Josephine McDonald. My dad, you know, as my rock, man. Like, I'm nothing without Pops, without his teachings. So, you know, when you lose that, you know, all you can do is just draw on the past instances. And I've got my brain has an almanac of information that he supplied me with over the years, from being a young little boy to a teenager to a young in my 20s and making mistakes and figuring things out. My dad was always there. He never, never wavered.
Right.
So I could talk to him about anything. And right. And that's another thing that we got to get back to in the black community with these fathers, man. They got to be there for their kids, man.
Yeah.
You know, my dad, you know, there was a point in Cleveland when I was younger, my parents were separated. But my father always came to make sure me and my mother were straight. We had what we needed. And then he would go back to Virginia. And then 2 weeks later, he'd pop up again. And, you know, we'd go to the Browns game and stuff like that. So, you know, it shows my affinity that I have, my love for the Browns, because that's something me and my dad did together. So,
yeah,
you know,
I was,
and just being honest and speaking on it, you know, when you're in a dark place mentally, you're going to have people that are going to get closer to you. And then you're going to have some people some of the people that you thought were going to hold you up, they're nowhere around. So you have to, you know, at some point you have to understand that I've got to push through this, you know. So I had to push through it, you know. I'm not the only person on the planet. Death is part of life. That I'm not the only person on the planet that's dealt with death, but we all deal with it and we all grieve differently. And it's important that people understand that everyone grieves differently. And I'm thankful that my family and my family and my true friends that were worried about me, you know, they kind of called a lot and it kind of bothered me, but I understood what they were doing. So I'm a loner. I like to be alone and sort things out on my own terms. But I'm thankful that I had them, you know, that they were checking on me. And, you know, my wife would be monitoring a little bit. He's okay. He's all right. He's, you know, and, you know, just having the strength to, after going through that much death, just having the strength to get up and go to work each day was a task. But you know, I made it through that, and I'm just trying to find, you know, there was a point where I couldn't arc off. I couldn't, like, usually the music, if something happens, I can lean on the music and it'll soothe me, but that wasn't happening. And so I'm out on this ledge, like, okay, well, that's not helping me and I'm not touching it. What can I, you know, God, you got to help me, you know, figure this thing out. And I think what helped me too, my son came to visit me from Guam. And that was actually the first thing. We were sitting out there talking. He said, "Hey, I want to make a beat." And I was like, "I'm like, man, I haven't touched my equipment. And you know, my room was looking crazy. The office and stuff piled up in it. I just really shut down, Jay." And my son came in there, and I kind of was tinkling around a little bit with the track. And I was like, "You know, this is the first time I touched my equipment. Thank you." And I told him, "I said, you might be getting me out of the funk, and then out of this funk that I'm in." And then sure enough, man, so shout out to my son Malcolm over in Guam, man. And he survived the major storm over there in Guam. Him and his girlfriend, you know, they had a typhoon over there, I think it was. So, you know, for him to make it here, you know, and my daughters are here, you know, everybody was here for my wife's 60th birthday, you know, I started just looking at stuff different, you know, and started getting that feeling, you know, little things started happening and was lining up, but I still hadn't gotten to the point where, okay, yeah, I'm back full throttle. But in the back of my mind, it was like, I got to keep going. So, you know, I'm good now, though, man. I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling charged, revamped, revitalized, energized, and I'm just gonna ride and see what God's gonna allow me to do this year and the years to come with the music.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm glad that you are finding that itch again. You know, you got a support system in us. You know, anything you need, we're here. And I, you know, I appreciate you taking the time out today to come on here and talk a little bit about Dre Rock and talk a little bit about what it is that you're here for. And I really appreciate that, man. There's a lot of people that's going to get a lot out of that. So I, you know, You know this stage is for you. Whenever you need it, you know what to do. And I can't wait because I'm getting ready to start announcing the Independent Artist Festival. I can't wait to let people know, and I'm going to let them know right now, that you're going to be a part of the Independent Artist Festival this year. So it's going
to be
a special, special treat. So my brother.
I will be there. And you tell AJ.
Yes,
you
sir.
Tell Gift, get ready for some Funktastic Jazzmatic. I already talked to Ben about, you know, about the Gift. So we're gonna get a little blues jazz out of him on this project too. So that's gonna be incredible too.
Oh man, that's gonna be awesome, man. I can't wait for that. My brother, Dre Rod,
yes,
I appreciate your brother coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. You and Miss Treasure keep making it do what it do and take care of each other. And I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Love you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too, my brother. Y'all take care.
All right, brother.
Bye.
All right, peace.
All right. So those of you that just joined us, and we don't have much time left, but those of you that are just joining us, we have been speaking with none other than the incomparable Dre Rock. And please go back and listen to this show from the beginning, because I promise you, you're going to get some jewels and some gems out of this show that you probably didn't expect to get. And please go check this brother's music out. Go look him up. Support him. Continue to support. That's why we do this show. So we give ones that don't have, well, he has the platform, but we give people that don't have the platforms and those that do have platforms another platform to come on and to just talk and just let people know who you are. You know, there's a lot behind musicians. And just as you heard this brother a minute ago, there's a lot to him other than music. I mean, the brother is smart. He's smart. He's compassionate. And he really wants to help anybody and everybody. And those things are just, they're rare right now because people just refuse to help. And I don't understand why it's like that, but it is. It is, you know. So we got to do better with what we're doing, and we have to do better with how we treat one another and how we help one another and how we talk to one another. We just have to be careful and do better with the things that we are doing with one another. What you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can really attest to what he was saying when it comes to when you're in a dark place and then the people you think that are supposed to be around you or supposed to check on you don't. That
yeah.
tells you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come up out of those dark clouds, here comes those people wanting to know what's going on, but you know what? They have missed the bus.
Yeah.
They have missed the bus. And we have to look at it like that, because there are some people out here who just want to see you do bad.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see you miserable. They want to see you unhappy. They just don't want to see things working for you. There are people out here like that, but in the same breath, will call you brother or sister. Or family.
Or friend.
That friend is so overly used and people don't really understand what being a friend is. And I, you know, we have known,
mm-hmm.
Or we have found out in the last, I'm telling you, the last month or two, we have seen who are friends to us and who isn't. And it's quite shameful. It's quite shameful how people will try to play you to the left, just so they can get the dirt that they want to get or the information they want to get so they can go back and tell it and or talk about it to some of their other loud mouth. But you know what? You too shall get exactly what's coming to you. So, guys, thank you for joining us today. I get ready to start having a lot of time occupied again. And with the show, we'll go on, and we will continue to bring you the very best and what we are trying to get done. And as we tell you each and every day, we love you guys with the greatest love we know. It's the love of God because he gives it to us each and every day. You guys be good, and we'll see you again. You've been live in the day with Jay.
And Trey.
Peace.